Shalom to all. Today's Avos Yerushalmi Chagiga Daf Yudalin, and we are starting about the third line with the words Ma'aseh Bihil HaZaken. And today's Avos sponsor Lila Nushmas Marsh Mirim Sar Basi Yaakov Moshe Her Neshama should have an Aliyah. So we're discussing Machlekes B'Shem Beis Hillel regarding bring Karbanos on Yom Tov. Beis Shammai said only Shlomim, not Oilis. Beis Hillel said also Oilis. Now this is not a Machlekes only between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. It's also between Hillel and Shammai themselves. So let's go over with the story Ma'aseh Bihil HaZaken. There's a story with Hillel HaZaken himself. Shevi Oilos Hillel Azara. He brings Oilah to the Azara on Yom Tov. Some Machalav he did Smicha on it and Chibrei all of Talmidei Shammai, the Talmidim of Shammai, they gathered around him, thinking he was about to bring an oila, which according to them is not allowed to be done. So what did he do? Hischa makashkesh biznava. He started playing around with its tail, and Amar Lahem, he told them, or according to some, he was basically hinting to them, Ru'u, see, nekeva he, it's a female, ushlamev isea. I brought it just as a shlamim, it's not an oila, don't worry. And fligim medvarim, he distracted them with a whole bunch of other conversation, v'holchulhen, and they ended up walking away, and so he was able to bring it in peace. Now, achar yamim, after some time, gavar yadin shal beishamai, they handed me shamai, meaning the power of the Talmidim became stronger, and they want to establish the halachas like them that on Yom Tov oilas are not allowed to be brought. But v'hayasham bava ben buta mitalmidim beishamai, one of the talmidim beishamai was bava ben buta, and v'yedeya shalacha kebeis hillel, he knew that the halachas like beis hillel. What did he do? Pam achasich salazara, one time he went to the azara, umatzah shememes, he found that it was desolate, there was nothing there, no one's bringing karbanos, it was very quiet. Amar he said, yisham b'tem shel elu shehushmi beis alakenu, the ones who made the house of our God desolate, their houses should be desolate. This is a terrible thing that people aren't bringing karbanos. So ma'asa, what did he do afterwards? Shalach v'hevi shloshes alafim talim mitzayin kedar. He sent forward and he had brought 3,000 young lambs from tzayin kedar. These are choice animals. And ubikun mumen, he checked them out for mumen to make sure that they were fine. V'midim harabayas, he put them on harabayas. V'armelan, he told everyone, shemuni achai beis Yisrael, hear me brothers beis Yisrael, kom yishuretz yavi oilos, anyone who wants to bring karbanos oila, yavi yismach, he should come and do smicha on them. Yavi shlamim, if he wants to bring shlamim, he should come v'yismach and do smicha on them. And ba'ayis hashah at that time, nik ba'alach beis hillel, the halacha was established like beis hillel, that you could bring even oilos on Yom Tov, and v'loy amar adam davar, no one said anything to him. Now commenting on this interesting turn of events where there was this big machlekes, are you allowed to bring oilos on Yom Tov or not? But now it came down to it and everyone brought them and no one said anything, so our Yitzhak Reb Elazar, he tells us, the mashal to explain this is as follows, hadak kasa, this is either a cup or maybe it's referring to a pot, the b'sherusa bayamule, when you want to heat it up from the beginning, it requires a whole basket full of wood in order to get it hot enough. However, sasa, once it's already been heated, the kisa minei ube, you can just take a few wood chips from it and that helps maintain its heat, and that's what happened over here. There's a whole machlekes beis Shammai beis Hillel, and so in order to establish the halacha, a big splash has to be done. 3,000 animals have to be brought to Harabayas. Everyone has to be offered, come and take, bring a karbon, and that's like the whole basket full of wood heating up the pot. But once it was established, no one said anything, and then it was smooth sailing from then on. Another example is kol gomer de loikvia b'shaita loikvia. Literally translated, this means any coal that doesn't burn heat up at that time is not going to burn, and you have to really heat it up, making it nice and hot for the coal to be proper. However, once it is hot, it continues on from there pretty easily. Another story, there's a story with the Talmud of Beis Hillel who brought his oil to the Azar and Yom Tif and he did smicha on it. And one of the Talmud of Beis Shammai saw him, Amalhan, it's really Amrloi. He told him, Mazu smicha, what is the smicha? Meaning, what are you doing smicha for on Yom Tif? Amrloi. So the Talmud of Beis Hillel responded to him, Mazu shtika, what's his quiet? Meaning, why don't you just be quiet and not say anything? And Vishiska ibn Zifa v'halachloi, he quieted him with this strong rebuke, this reprimand, and Talmud of Beis Shammai just went away. We continue discussing, the Mishnah says, Atzeres Shechol Liyah is Erev Shabbos. If Shavuos falls out on Erev Shabbos, so Beis Shammai says, Yom Tevuach La'achar Shabbos. The day of Shechting is after Shabbos, as we already learned, that we're discussing, that according to Beis Shammai, the Oilas Riyah is not to be brought on Yom Tov itself, so if it can't be brought on Shavuos, well, it can't be brought the next day either on Shabbos, so the Yom Tevuach, the day of Shechting, the Oilas Riyah, is going to be after Shabbos. So Beis Hillel says, Ein Lan Yom Tevuach, there's no Yom Tevuach, because you're allowed to bring both Shlamim and Oilos on Yom Tov, which would be Shavuos Erev Shabbos, no problem. However, Umaydim, Beis Hillel does agree, She'im Chol Liyos B'Shabbos, that if Shavuos falls out on Shabbos, She'im Tevuach Lachar Shabbos, that the Yom Tevuach of both Shlamim and Oilos is after Shabbos, that's because no Karbon is allowed to be brought on Shabbos. And when this happens, Ve'ein Kohen Gadol Mislabish B'Kelov, the Kohen Gadol does not wear his special begadim, his 8 vestments that he wears usually, as we're going to see on the bottom of Amud Beis. These were worn on Shabbos and Yom Tov to bring Kavod to Shabbos and Yom Tov. And so the Chiddush over here in Beis Hillel is that even though the karbanos of Yom Tov are being brought after Shabbos, he still doesn't wear a special kelim. And also, mutar b'safed b'tainis, it's mutter to give a spadim and to fast. And it's even though we know that on the day that a person brings a karbon, he's not allowed to give a spadim or fast. This is different. People are allowed to. And why is that? Shaloi l'kayim is devar ayim matzeres lachar Shabbos. This is so it is not to be makayim, to fulfill the words of those, which is the tzedukim, who say that Shavuos is after Shabbos. They darshan the pasuk of the karbon oimer, which says mimachras ha Shabbos, that literally means after Shabbos on Sunday. So they hold that every single year Shavuos falls out on Sunday in order to show not like them, even when we are going to end up bringing the Karbanos of Shavuos on Sunday, the Kohen Gadol doesn't wear special clothing and it's mutter to have haspin and tainess. So the Gemara quotes the Mishnah, it says, Shechol liyasar of Shabbos, b'shabbat erim yom tevuch shalal achar Shabbos, b'shol erim ein lo yom tevuch, and why is that? Elo yom hu tevucha, it's day, meaning the day of Yom Tev, erim Shabbos, Friday, which is Shavuos, that is the day to Shecht. Now we further focus, HaBeishamai erim Beishamai says, yom tevuch shalal achar Shabbos. And in Beishamai as well, v'ein Kohen Gadol mislavish b'kel, v'kavu chomer, the Kohen Gadol is not going to wear his special clothing, his eight vestments, based off of kavu chomer. Now the reason why we have to point this out is because when the Mishnah says this, it's only in Shitas Beis Hillel. But now we're saying that even Beis Shammai agrees to this. Why does he not wear his special begadim? Yudal Raman off on top. The Kal V'Chaim says follows: My Mishnah Shia Shom Shlomim Ve'Oilus Kedivu Beis Hillel In Kohen Gadol Mislavish Bekelov. That just like at a time where Shlomim and Oilus are going to be brought. That's according to Beis Hillel, namely when Shavuos falls out on Shabbos. So all the Karbanos of Shavuos, including Shlomim, are going to be brought after Shabbos on Sunday. Still, Beis Hillel holds that the Kohen Gadol does not wear his special begadim. Mishnah She'ein Shlomim Ve'Oilus at a time where Shlomim and Oilus are not going to be brought when Shavuos is Erev Shabbos. So the only Karbanos that are going to be brought on Sunday are the Oilus. Kedivu Beis Shammai. That's according to Beis Shammai. Like Kol Shekein. Shouldn't we say for sure that the Kohen Gadol doesn't wear his Shemayim Begadim? And that's the Kavu Chaymer. Now another discussion regarding Shavuos. Kosev HaChadoymer, one pasuk says, V'chag HaKatzir B'kurim HaSecha. Literally translated, this means, and the festival of the harvest, the first of your deeds. And because of Acharim, another pasuk says, Komach Zavoy Deloy Sasu, Omelach has not let it be done. And Aruch Hanan, he says as follows, Ketzad Yiskam Yishnei Mekres Lalu, how are both these psukim able to be fulfilled? It's mashma from the first pasuk that you're allowed to do malacha on Shavuos because it's Chag HaKatzir, that's when you're harvesting. But the second pasuk says, no doing malacha. And the answer is, B'shashu Chal B'chol, when Shavuos falls out during the week, Ad Chagig V'shaives, so you're Chagig, you bring your carbon Chagiga and your carbonos, but you have to be Shavuos, you're not allowed to do any malacha. So that's the second pasuk. But B'shashu Chal B'shabes, if it turns out the Shavuos is on Shabbos, so Lamachar Ad Chagig V'kaitzer, the next day, which is Sunday, you're not only bringing the carbonos, the Chagiga and the Oilus and everything, but you're also allowed to harvest because it's a weekday. So since it's a weekday, even though you're bringing the carbonos of Shavuos, you're still allowed to do malacha, you're allowed to harvest. However, Amar B'Yisra Rabun, he just clarifies, Obovad Shibon Li Sasai, he's only allowed to harvest whatever grain is necessary for his dough. He's not allowed to go out and harvest his whole field. He's only allowed to harvest whatever he needs. Why is that? It's like it was taught in the following Brisa, the Lohen Inish Tahava Lohi Ainu Bikurin, for those people who have on them Ain, which literally means wood, and Bikurin means a carbon. And we just explained what this is referring to. Ha'im is a person who says, Harea Lai Eitzim Mizbeach, with Gizun Maracha, I take upon myself. Then I'm going to bring wood for the Mizbeach and special Gizun, which is blocks of wood for the Maracha. Those people, when they're bringing these things that they promised, Asr Besafir Betainis, Umlas Malacha Bay Bayoim, they're not allowed to give a spadim or fast, and they're not allowed to do Malacha that day. As we mentioned in the Mishnah at the bottom of Amud Aleph, the day the person brings a carbon, he's not allowed to do Malacha on that day anyway. So Rabbi Yisrael Bun is pointing out over here is that regular standard Malacha is not allowed to be done. It's only if he needs some grain for his dough, so then he's allowed to harvest that little amount because that's for his necessary living right now. And we can discuss the Mishnah that said, Moidim Shem Chal Liyah is Bishabbos, Shem Tevuch Shalah La'achar Shabbos. They both agree, meaning Beis Hillel agrees to Bishamai, that if Shavuos falls out on Shabbos, then the Yom Tevuach, the day that all the Korbanos are going to be Shechted, is after Shabbos. Ask the Gemara, Habeis Hillel Aimrim Yom Tevuch Shalah Achar Shabbos. According to Beis Hillel, even in this case, the day of Shechting is after Shabbos. However, here's the question, Oireis Shalmi, who do the hides go to? Now let's understand this question. We know that all the hides of Korbanos were given to the Kohanim of that Mishmar. Whatever Kohanim were serving that week in the Beis HaMikdash, they got to take the hides of the Korbanos. Now on Yom Tev, specifically on the Shalosh Regalim, all Kohanim from all Mishmars were allowed to serve equally. So the hides of all the Yom Tev Karbanos were divided equally among them. Now we also know that the Mishmaris changed on Shabbos. So the question is, what about the situation when Shavuos falls out on Shabbos? That means all the Karbanos of Shavuos are only going to be brought after Shabbos, and that means that there's a new Mishmar. So on one hand, if the Karbanos would have been brought on Shabbos, the hides would have been distributed evenly between all the Kohanim. But on the other hand, now they're being brought on Sunday, that's unique to only one Mishmar, so maybe only that Mishmar gets the Karbanos. So that's the question, who gets them? So Rav Tavi says, Rav Yeshia, it's Spagan Rav Yechon Rishon Melokesh, it's Machlek, it's Rav Yechon Rishon Melokesh. Rav Yechon Amar, he says, she'll call Mishmaris, that the hides are going to be divided between all the Mishmaris, even though the Karbanos in actuality are being brought only on Sunday, whereas Rav Yechon Melokesh Amar, he says, shall I say Mishmar? No, all the hides go to that Mishmar, the Sunday's Mishmar. Now, Vat Amar, you would say from here, meaning you learn that it'd be similar in the following case, and pay attention to the Girsa change, Yom Tev Shechala Acher Shabbos, let's say Yom Tev itself falls out after Shabbos, it falls out on Sunday, Arishalmi, who do the hides go to? To flick to Rabbi Yechon Rishon Melokesh, it's Machlekes Rabbi Yechon Rishon Melokesh, and they both paskin the opposite way. They're specifically referring to the hides of the Karbanos that were brought on Shabbos, meaning Shabbos day Karbanos. Those couldn't be distributed on Shabbos. They would have to be distributed Matzah Shabbos, which already is Yom Tif, and that means that all the Mishmars are there. So over here, Rabbi Yechon would hold that these hides only go to the Mishmar of Shabbos, because that's when they were brought, whereas according to Rishon Melokesh, Kodesh, they're going to be given out to all the Mishmaris. Another discussion about Shavuos, Amar Biechani tells us, Atzeres yesh la tashlumin kol sheva. Shavuos has tashlumin for 7 days. That's because we know that all three Yom Tovim, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, are compared in the same way that Pesach is 7 days and Sukkos is 8 days, so Shavuos is compared to them, and there's really 7 days of tashlumin for Shavuos, so if you miss the karbon on the first day, you can continue bringing those karbonas for another 7 days. However, Hazar Rishai asks as follows, Vatonim Yavresa tells us, Ma chodesh lumnuya v'yom echad, afo atzeres lumnuya yom echad. This is a drasha that compares the month to Shavuos, namely, the Torah tells us, Menei yomim v'kadesh chodesh, count days, and then you're mekadesh the chodesh. Same thing, you count days, and you're mekadesh Shavuos. And just like Rosh Chodesh is only 1 day, so too, Shavuos is only 1 day. So like you say that Shavuos is 7 days. And so Amar Blah, he answers, no, it doesn't mean that Shavuos is 7 days long. It just simply is telling us, She'im loy chag barishon yachag kol sheva, that if he didn't bring his karbanos on the first day, so he has up until day 7 to make those up and bring those, but those remaining 6 days are called tashlumin of the first day, but in truth, there's really only 1 day of Shavuos. Now we can discuss what we had said in the Mishnah regarding the Kohen Gadol wearing his special begadim. Rabbi Yezer Bun says, B'shem Rishu ben Levi, B'chol yoyim, every single day, Kohen Gadol mustavish b'keilav, the Kohen Gadol could wear special clothing, ubal makrav tom shel shachar, and he could come if he wants and bring the morning tamid. He doesn't have to, but if he wants, he could. Also, im yesh nedarim nedavos, if there's a nedarim nedavos, hu makrivan, if he wants, he could bring them, v'haylech v'aychol b'sech beisoy, and he could go and eat them in his house, and ubal makrav tom shel ben arbaim, he could come back and bring the tom shel ben arbaim. That's understanding of a mission that we have that says Kohen Gadol is makrav barosh and he gets chelik barosh. Basically, anytime the Kohen Gadol wants, he could put on his shemayim begadim and come to the base of mikdash and bring karbanos. Now we're not going to the next 4 words, so we continue on with another opinion. As Rav Ukva says, b'shem Rishu ben Levi, lohay oisakein el b'shabbos yom tovim. He would only do so, meaning he would only wear his special shemayim begadim on Shabbos and Yom Tov, and that's a special kavod to Shabbos and Yom Tov. And so regarding this shita that we had said in the Mishnah, that when the Yom Tovuach is after Shabbos, so he dafka does not wear his shemayim begadim. Now bringing up a discussion regarding one of the shemayim begadim, it's an itani that those that teach in Brisa, hatzitz meratz al metzchay, that sits, which is a special golden plate worn on the forehead of the Kohen Gadol, that is only meratzah, it only brings about an acceptance of a voidah that's done betoma accidentally, that's only if it's on his metzach, on his forehead, whereas Isra'i Tony, those teaching the Brisa, feel bizavis, even if he's not wearing it, it's just in the corner, the fact that it sits is in existence, that still brings about a ritzoy. Now, Mad Amar, tzitz meratzah al metzchay, according to Mad Amar, that sits is meratzah, only if it's on his forehead, that's because the Pasuk says, v'hayal metzchay tamid, it has to constantly be on his metzach, whereas Mad Amar, feel bizavis, according to Mad Amar, that even if it's in a corner, it's going to be meratzah, where is this from? Based off of that Vayim Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, he wears special white begadim, and the tzitz is not on his forehead, and nonetheless, it's meratzah. Now we see this in regards to something else as well. Manda Amar tzitz meratzah al metzchay, Misael Rabbi Yisrael Rabbon, the Manda Amar says, tzitz meratzah only what's on his forehead is a raya for Rabbi Yisrael Rabbon, who had said before the Kohen Gadol, who wears Shmayim begadim every single day, he could come to the base and make dish like this and do Avaidah. Whereas Manda Amar, Philip Bazavis, according to Manda Amar, that tzitz meratzah, even when it's lying in a corner, meaning it's not in his forehead, it's still meratzah, Misael Rav Okva, that's right for Rav Okva, that he would only wear Shmayim begadim on Shabbos. Nonetheless, since there was a tzitz, it's going to be meratzah on a daily basis. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow with Halacha Hey with a brand new Mishnah. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.